Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, clouds will be on the decrease, we're told, and we'll have a high in the low 70s. Right now in Kenosha, 65 degrees. It's 67 in Burlington, 65 Milwaukee, 66 in Racine. Fire destroyed a detached garage and a van parked nearby earlier this morning near a home in the 26700 block of Catherine Street. That's located in the Wind Lake, Long Lake area. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy was first on scene, said both the building and the vehicle were burning intensely. Efforts also concentrated on protecting a neighboring home and garage. Tishoken, Wind Lake, Raymond, just some of the fire agencies involved in that response this morning. Racine Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller has sentenced Benjamin Bell to 3 years in prison, 3 years of extended supervision, then 4 years of probation for reckless driving last December the 14th, which led to the death of city DPW worker Mark Gates, who is also a well-known pastor within the community. The 20-year-old Bell observed speeding and weaving in and out of traffic, heading westbound on Washington Avenue, losing control of that vehicle, which then slammed into the back of the recycling truck, pinning Gates against it. Bell pleaded guilty back in July to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle and first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. He'd been facing over a dozen years in prison. The judge also ordering 100 hours community service for each year of supervised counseling and was given credit for 277 days in the county jail. Well, Governor Walker did sign the Foxconn legislation yesterday, but this is just the beginning. The work still remains before the first shovel can actually hit the ground. That $3 billion package speeding, of course, through the legislature. And during the signing ceremony, the governor noted that this legislation is not the contract with Foxconn, since the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation does deals like this all the time, just not to the magnitude of the Foxconn deal.
They do deals like this on a smaller scale routinely. They're typically driven by one of three or all three or up to all three criteria, and that is support, a financial incentive for capital investment, creation of new jobs, retention of existing jobs if it's an established company here in the state of Wisconsin. This was just bigger than anything we'd ever dealt with before.
Ceremony did not name the announcement on the site exactly where the plant would be going. The governor says that'll probably come out between now and early October once the contract has been hammered out. Administration Secretary Scott Neitzel saying the state continues to work with local units of government to try to help them shape their deals with Foxconn.
They are putting together their plan that will coordinate with ours, but we haven't not dictated to the local community what they should or should not do. We just want to make sure that it's coordinated and that it works together to make sure that they're protected, the state's protected, and Foxconn is able to move forward.
Well, no announcement was made regarding the location on the LCD manufacturing plant, noticeably absent from the signing ceremony yesterday. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroot, and Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht. They were said to be on their way to Japan at the time to deal with issues related to the development. Well, for the first time in about a dozen years, there will not be a triathlon in Racine for the summer of next year, at least not the Ironman 70.3. World Triathlon Corporation informing Real Racine officials the current circumstances are not financially viable. The list of issues includes lower attendance over the past few years by hundreds, the fact that the swimming portion was canceled 2 years in a row due to weather or water conditions. Madison now has a similar WTC-sponsored event. That's in June. And damage to the high-cost bicycles the competitors use, which they claim is because of the roads, the condition of the roads, on the first part of the 56-mile segment and then coming back the same way to North Beach. Real Racine calling the news incredibly disappointing, but that other events, both new and already established, will be sought. It is the day of decision for City of Racine residents. They get to vote for mayor in the special election primary. The top two vote-getters after the polls close at 8 o'clock tonight will move on to face each other on the October 17th special general election ballot. The candidates, as they appear in order on the ballot today, Austin Rodriguez, Fabio Maldonado, Melvin Hargrove, Corey Mason, Wally Rendon, and Sandy Widener. The polls open at 7 this morning. We'll close at 8 o'clock tonight. WRJN News will have Twitter updates throughout the evening until the two finalists for mayor are determined. You can get them as well as our daily local news tweets by going to @WRJNNews. In Mount Pleasant, the village is going to need a new finance director soon after the resignation of Kay Magar, effective at the end of the month. Magar announcing the retirement actually a few months ago, but did agree to stay on with the village to help with the budget process. In a brief letter, Nagar says she's accepted a position with another community closer to her home near Green Bay. In that letter, she says it has been a pleasure working for the village. She thanked everyone for their help. And in Caledonia, the first 2018 budget out of the gates. It proposes a $250,000 levy increase, targeting tax incremental District 4 debt service, but otherwise it's a flat spending plan. Village Administrator Tom Christensen telling the Board of Trustees there's a 15% increase when it comes to health care insurance.
We've enjoyed a rather slow growth in health insurance costs, but we've been warned that we can expect a higher health insurance premium this year.
He says the budget has wage increases, more time for figuring out payrolls, plus an accounting procedure change. Funding next year typical in terms of capital, including roads and vehicle acquisitions, without the need, though, for bonding to pay for it. And he pointed out the budget plan does exceed expenditure restraints, which has been and will continue to be taken into account going forward. The first of Caledonia's budget review sessions will be coming up next week. A change in Kenosha's recycling ordinance approved by the City Council last night with the hope it's going to get more people involved in recycling. The change will allow residents to use clear plastic bags in addition to the blue ones to bag up their recyclables. Most other areas of the ordinance remain unchanged, however. Alderman Kurt Wilson sponsoring the changes, noting that the blue bags are often hard to find and actually more expensive than the clear bags.
One store that we checked in today, you could buy the blue bags having 45 bags in a unit at $5 or $8.47, or you could buy clear bags that had 70 bags in it for $4.99. And I believe there's clear bags in between that as well.
Alderman Scott Gordon noted that a lot of stores don't even carry blue bags anymore. Changes were approved unanimously. The all-important third Friday enrollment count for the Kenosha Unified School District showing a decline of 274 students for this 2017-18 term. This is the seventh straight year the numbers sent to the Department of Public Instruction have been lower than the previous year. The listing of 21,655 students could still increase before the enrollment is certified. The state uses the numbers to calculate revenue limits and ties into the amount of funding an individual district is entitled to regarding general state aid and local tax levies. Racine Unified had an early release day last Friday and was given through yesterday to submit third Friday enrollment numbers. Median existing home prices still improving in southeast Wisconsin, at least for the month of August, as well as for the last 8 months. Actual sales, though, were down a little bit in the last reporting period. The year-to-date tally showing a small uptick. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
For the month of August, home sales rose 10.5% in Kenosha, but were down 4.2% in Racine, 1.2% in Milwaukee, and down 1.6% for the entire region. Median prices with those sales went up by 9.6% in Racine, 9.2% in Milwaukee, and 4.9% in Kenosha, and 5.4% for the eight counties. Looking at January through August home sales, Kenosha was down 6.2%, with Racine up 2.8%, and Milwaukee showing a 2/10 increase, just ahead of the number for all of southeast Wisconsin. Median sale prices during that period rose 10% in Kenosha to $165,000. Racine went up 9.1% to $155,000. Milwaukee increasing to $150,000 with a 6.4% increase. And the same 6.4% rise to $186,000 for the median sale price across all of southeast Wisconsin. Janet Hoff, WRGN News.
And Southport Financial Corporation operates Kenosha's Southport Bank, but has been purchased now by First American Bank, a privately held lending institution with assets of more than $3.8 billion, a cash deal expected to be finalized early next year. No numbers at this point. Going to be the first banking venture in Wisconsin for First American. Southport total assets, $275 million, two Kenosha branches, one in Salem. First American has 50 bank branches in Illinois and Florida. Acquisition, all is subject to regulatory approval, could be finalized again in January. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.